Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to the year 2021. Happy New Year to all you guys, and welcome back to the show Experiences Unexplained. My name is Jesse Clark. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is a show where we talk about all things strange, unusual, and unexplainable. And we typically talk about the paranormal and things of that nature, such as cryptid sightings, UFOs, ghost stories, any topic is on the table. If you have some kind of strange encounter or experience that you would like to report and have talked about on this show, then there are several ways in which you can submit your story. The preferred method is calling our hotline at 1-270-290-0900. When you call that number, you will be prompted to leave a voicemail of yourself telling your story, and that recording will be featured on the show. I have yet to really receive any phone calls on the hotline, and it does cost monthly to have that hotline up, so perhaps if I don't receive any phone calls soon, I might just take that hotline down, but I do think it is a convenient option for someone to be able to call at any time and leave a story. But if you prefer not to call, you can head over to experiencesunexplained.com and click on Submit Your Experience. Here you will find different methods in which you can submit your story. Another option to submit your story would be to record yourself telling the story on your cell phone and emailing it to me at experiencesunexplained@gmail.com. And I will leave a link to all these contact information in the show notes below. You can also follow the page on most social media outlets. We have a Instagram, a Facebook page, Twitter. I will leave a link to all this stuff, but you can also reach out there. I'm more likely to respond to the email than a message on the page, but you can reach out there or just give a like and follow for additional content. Simply put, I just want to make it as easy as possible for you guys to submit any story that you want to have featured on the show. If there's maybe an additional way, maybe a Zoom phone call or something that you would rather set up, maybe we can set that up. But feel free to reach out to me anytime at experiencesunexplained@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. As I've mentioned in pretty much every episode, my goal for this show was to have exclusively listeners telling their stories, and I love to hear new stories. So until I get more listeners engaging and submitting more stories, I'll pretty much just be talking about experiences I've had and also talk about things that have been coming up in the news and historically that have happened over years. And speaking of things that have happened, I think this first episode of the year 2021 would be a good time to kind of take a look back at all of the crazy things that happened over 2020. It was a crazy year for everyone. You know, with the pandemic and the chaos and unemployment and just everyone dealing with like a really crazy year, I think it was very easy for some of the news articles about, you know, UFO sightings and things to kind of fall through the cracks because it just didn't really seem that important at the time. And I'll be the first to admit, you know, we have a lot of serious issues and matters to tend to right now. And, you know, UFO sightings probably isn't the most important news that we should be focused on, but it is a nice little break to get away from the scary day-to-day life that we've been experiencing lately and just kind of see some phenomenon that we can't explain, such as UFO sightings. And over the year 2020, it seemed like there was a lot of information about UFOs and alien life that came out that we, you know, we kind of take for granted. It seemed like it used to be, it would take decades to get groundbreaking information about this stuff. And now it seems like it's coming out like every month. For example, I don't know if you guys heard about this news story or not, but there was actually a fairly recent UFO sighting that actually occurred in Hawaii. And this sighting occurred on December 29th at 8:30 p.m., right at the end of the year, pretty much. Eyewitnesses on the Hawaiian island Oahu spotted a UFO in the night sky, and it prompted several 911 calls. And the UFO, it looks like a blue glowing color, and it's a long oblong shape. And there was actually video that was captured of this thing. And what's really weird about this UFO, not only that there were several people that witnessed this, there's video, pictures, is that this aircraft or UFO, whatever you'd like to call it, people were following it, and it was glowing blue, it was floating down, it was moving weird, and it actually descended down into the ocean, into the Hawaiian Ocean. And there was actually a video, it's really dark, and it's kind of hard to tell, you know, where does the ocean start and the sky end in the video, but the witness that took the video, you hear them say, like, oh, it's going down into the water. So it's really strange. It's like this ship that was flying into the sky, like, converts into a submarine, I guess, and just submerges into the water and disappears. You don't actually see like a conversion that it doesn't change shape or anything, but it just submerges into the water. And the witnesses that saw this UFO flying over this Hawaiian island, they said the spacecraft wasn't making any kind of noise or anything like that, and it was just glowing blue. And that's a common feature of UFOs, is there's no sound coming from it. It either has weird movement that can't be done in modern aircraft. And whatever this UFO was certainly seems to fit that description. They said there was no sound coming from this aircraft, and it just flew straight into the water as if it could just, you know, submerge under the water, no problem. So it's very strange, you know. Typically, you wouldn't see an aircraft just fly into the water unless it was having like an emergency landing. And even the Honolulu police reported the UFO sightings to the Federal Aviation Administration, and the FAA actually said that there was no aircraft in the area at the time.
Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration say there were no aircraft incidents or accidents in this area Tuesday night, but multiple witnesses report seeing a large blue object fall out of the sky and into the ocean.
Something is in the sky. What is that?
This video was taken by Misitina Sape at 8:26 Tuesday night near Haleakala Avenue in Nanakuli. Not long after, a woman named Mariah spotted the same thing passing over Princess Kahanu Estates. The 38-year-old says she's never really been a believer in UFOs, but the bright blue object had them so intrigued, they jumped in the car and started following it.
I don't know what it was. This one was going so fast.
The journey ended less than 3 miles from where it began, on Farrington Highway in front of the Board of Water Supply building, after the object appeared to drop into the ocean.
And that clip comes courtesy of ABC7, and I will have a link in the show notes to the full-length video for you all to watch and check out. And that wasn't the only strange thing about this UFO sighting. You know, you had several people following and witnessing this aircraft moving in the air, not making sound, and glowing this weird blue color. And then once these people and this lady and her family followed this UFO and it shortly disappeared into the water, here comes another UFO that's not glowing blue, but it's actually a white light. And this second UFO, they watched it for a little while and followed it, but then it disappeared shortly behind a mountain. Now, anytime we hear of these types of stories, I think it's always important to look at the facts and kind of just guess at what this could be before just straight up saying, yeah, this was a UFO, that was an alien craft, some extraterrestrials were flying a craft here on Earth, and that's exactly what it was. I think it's important to kind of ask ourselves all the possibilities of what this could have been and exhaust all the options before concluding that this was in fact a UFO. And when I was first reading the story and they were talking about this blue glow, the first thing that came to mind for me was St. Elmo's fire. If you guys are unfamiliar with the natural occurring phenomenon known as St. Elmo's fire, it is actually a form of plasma. The electric field around an object in question that causes ionization of the air molecules and produces a faint glow, easily visible in low light conditions. Conditions that can generate St. Elmo's fire are present during thunderstorms, when a high voltage differential is present between clouds and the ground underneath, and can even be created during volcanic eruptions. And as many of you all know, Hawaii and that whole line of islands, you know, they were all created by volcanic eruptions over time. So it wouldn't be out of the question to see St. Elmo's fire in that Hawaiian area in general. Also, it's not uncommon for St. Elmo's fire to be seen on the tips of planes wings and aircraft wings, so it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for a regular plane to be flying through the air and to see a blue or violet glow around it. However, if you guys watch that video of this UFO, you'll see this thing is shaped and looks nothing like a modern day aircraft that I've ever seen. And the fact that the FAA came out and said that there was no aircraft reported missing or fell off the radar from going into the water or anything at that time in that area, that kind of supports that this was not a typical aircraft. I highly suggest after you guys finish listening to this episode, click on that link and look at the video that these people captured of this UFO. It's pretty crazy footage of this strange looking UFO that it doesn't look like the normal UFOs that you see. You know, often you see like groups of lights, they're like triangles and they move in weird ways, but this thing, it's just like one long cylinder craft. And coming off the cylinder, it looks like there's like this little piece. And some have actually joked that it looks like a certain adult toy that women might like to use. But that's neither here nor there. Either way, it's strange, whatever it is floating around in the air that's typically not seen there. And after doing a little bit of digging and some research, it turns out that that wasn't the only UFO sighting that happened right at the end of the year 2020. In fact, that wasn't even the only UFO sighting that happened on that day, December 29th. There was actually another UFO sighting on December 29th of 2020, but this other UFO sighting was actually over the Gulf of Mexico. There was a group of UFOs that were actually witnessed by some workers that were working offshore, and the witnesses stated that these UFOs stayed stationary for over 10 minutes. And then after that 10 minutes of staying stationary, the UFOs and the lights just faded out. I will leave a link to the video that was captured by the workers that were on the boat working offshore, but the audio just isn't great, and it wouldn't be good for this podcast because they're out on the ocean and it's really windy, and even the video visually isn't all that great because it's dark and they're out on a moving ship. But you can definitely see the group of lights huddled together and kind of forming a line and staying stationary in the video. Which, to some, that might not seem all that significant or crazy, but it is strange behavior for any type of aircraft or anything that's up in the air and shining down on you. You know, if you're out on the ocean and, you know, it's already scary enough, it's nighttime, out on the sea, you can't see all that's around you, and then you have something up in the air shining down on you. It's a little strange. But one of the things that I found significant was the date. It's so crazy to me that not only in Hawaii, but also just south of Texas in the Gulf of Mexico, there was another UFO that happened on December 29th, 2020. There just seems to be a lot of UFO activity there at the end of the year on that specific date. In the Hawaii story, we had the blue UFO that submerged into the water, and then the white UFO that followed it and disappeared behind the mountain. And then on that same day, in the Gulf of Mexico, just south of Texas, we have this group of what looks to be like five or six different UFO lights or aircraft kind of grouped together in a line on the same date. I'm not trying to speculate that December 29th, 2020 is some miraculous date or holds some sort of significance or the aliens are trying to tell us something. I don't know what to make of it. It's just something that I happened to notice when I was looking for UFO encounters towards the end of the year. I noticed that there was these two significant events on this day. But like I said, the audio was not great for that video, but I will leave a link if you all are interested in watching the video. Now, some more news from our extraterrestrial friends that are floating out there in other galaxies. The chair of Harvard's Department of Astronomy believes that we've already been visited by something from outside of our solar system. Some astronomers believe that this object that wandered into our solar system could just be some sort of comet formation that maybe we just haven't seen yet or something like that. But this professor from Harvard actually believes that this may actually be a piece of alien technology that came into our solar system. The object in question traveled toward our solar system from the direction of Vega, a nearby star 25 light years away, and intercepted into our solar system's orbital plane on September 6, 2017. On September 9th, its trajectory brought it closest to the sun. At the end of September, it blasted about 58,900 miles per hour past Venus's orbital distance, and then, on October 7th, it shot past Earth's orbit before moving toward the constellation Pegasus and into the blackness beyond. I am not an astrophysicist, and this is way beyond my element here, talking about comets and whether or not this is alien technology, so I thought it'd be best just to insert a clip of Avi Loeb, the Harvard professor, actually explaining this object. And the object that he refers to, they have named this object that entered our solar system Oumuamua. It's a Hawaiian term, so when he refers to that, that's what he's talking about here in this clip. So take a listen here.
Well, Oumuamua is the first object that came close to Earth that was spotted from outside the solar system. It moved too fast to be bound to the sun. And at first, astronomers thought it must be a comet or an asteroid of the type that we find in the solar system that came from another star. But then as we collected data, it looked as if the object is very peculiar. It's most likely flat. It is much longer than it is wide. And it doesn't have any cometary tail, yet it is being pushed away from the sun by some additional force. And the question is, what's that force? And we suggested that it might be just the sunlight reflecting off its surface in the way that a sail reflects the wind. So we are currently developing this technology, light sail, by which you can push a spacecraft, a sail, that is lightweight with a beam of light or with sunlight. And the idea is that perhaps this is some space junk or debris that was produced by another civilization. I wouldn't say that it's a proof. It's just that this object looks like nothing we have seen before, and it could be artificial in origin.
So there was several things about this object or Oumuamua that really stuck out to astronomers and kind of made it different from other comets or space junk that they've analyzed. And the first thing was this object's dimensions. And the scientists concluded that it was at least 5 to 10 times longer than it was wide, and it was shaped somewhat like a cigar. And there's been no naturally occurring space body that they've ever seen look like this, nothing even close to that. And something that's also different about Oumuamua is how unusually bright it is. It was at least 10 times more reflective than the typical solar system stony asteroids or comets. Dr. Loeb actually referred to the surface kind of like a reflective shiny metal. But what was extremely strange was the way that this object moved. Scientists had used physics to calculate based on the speed and the size and the rotation of this object, where it should travel and how it should move based on gravitational force exerted by the sun. And the sun's speed would speed up the object and massively as it gets closer and then kick it out to the other side. But this object did not follow this calculated trajectory. The object, in fact, accelerated slightly, but to a highly statistically significant extent, as it moved further away from the sun. It was clearly being pushed by a force besides the sun's gravity. And they're basically trying to figure out what this force could be. As you heard the professor speaking in the clip, he was talking about this technology that's currently being developed called a light cell. And it's basically where they can use light to move a very lightweight spacecraft. But in 2017 and currently, that technology is still being developed. So to see that in September of 2017 in our solar system would be pretty interesting and definitely be alien technology. During the same interview, the Harvard professor, Dr. Avi Loeb, was also asked, what's the probability of there being alien life out there in our solar system or other galaxies? Here was his response.
Now, I should say, it's not a speculation that there are other civilizations, because we now know that half of the sun-like stars have a planet of the size of the Earth, roughly at the same distance from the star, so that there could be liquid water on the planet, and also the chemistry of life as we know it. So if you arrange for similar circumstances to those that we find on Earth in billions of other systems just within the Milky Way, it's very unlikely that we are alone. Moreover, it's very unlikely that we are the sharpest cookie in the jar, that we are the smartest kid on the block.
So that's coming from the chairman of the Department of Astronomy at Harvard University. He seems to definitely be very intelligent and very qualified to speak on the matter. You know, it's getting to the point to where, you know, it's basically common knowledge that we're not alone in the universe, it seems like. And according to Dr. Loeb, apparently this other alien life is most likely further technologically advanced and probably civilization-wise is probably more advanced than us as well. But if you take a look at what's going on, at least in America so far in 2021, that might not be a very high bar to reach. Those audio clips with Dr. Loeb actually comes from ILTV Israel News, and of course I will have a link to that full-length video in the show notes for you. So what do you guys think? Have you ever had some sort of UFO encounter or seen something strange? Even if it wasn't within the last couple of years, even if it was forever ago, I'd love to hear your story of a UFO sighting. So be sure to look up to the skies next time you're outside, even if it's daytime. There was actually a sighting in Dallas here recently in the middle of the day of a UFO. So don't just think just because it's daytime you can't see something crazy in the skies. But thank you guys for listening all the way to the end of the episode. Just one last quick announcement. You guys can actually find a donate button on the website at experiencesunexplained.com, and you'll see the donate tab. I will also leave a donate link in the show notes below. I know it's been extremely hard on a lot of us this past year going through this pandemic and this craziness. So if you do not have any extra money, please do not donate. This is a free show to enjoy, and I want to keep it that way. But there are some production costs, like I mentioned, keeping the phone line open, the website, all that stuff, the podcast hosting. So if you guys could, if you do have any extra money and you enjoy the show and you want to have a way to support the show, simply click that donate button. There you can choose whether or not to make this a one-time donation or a monthly donation that occurs each month. I really appreciate any donation that you can give, and it all goes a long way. Thank you guys for continuing to listen. It means the world to me, and I hope we hear some awesome new crazy stories in this year of 2021. But that's going to do it for tonight's episode, everyone. So until next week, you guys take care. Good night.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.